If you are traveling to Germany and looking for an interpreter, you might do better than commentator Hollis Gillespie. She's just been recertified, but she admits that doesn't mean she's mastered the language.
I can't believe it took me 12 years to figure out that in German, make that bad German, my first name means hellish. And my maiden name, which is still on my credit cards, is even worse. In German, my maiden name means gargoyle. I should have known about this sooner, because I've been a bad German interpreter for 12 years now. But my dealings in Germany have mostly been isolated to polite business relations, so I've never had the need to say the word hellish to these people. Not unless I was introducing myself anyway. For all they know, I'm translating their words with sparkling precision, and luckily for me, German-speaking people are pretty tolerant of non-natives who attempt their language. So the transactions usually go off smoothly. Once, an American doctor directed me to ask a German patient if heart disease ran in her family, and I dutifully turned to the woman, pounded my chest, and said what amounted to, "Madame, do you have any ancestors with rotten ribs?" She laughed. My clients think I must be very clever. I'm always making people laugh in other languages. I think part of this is due to the fact that I often have perfect pronunciation, and I can turn to a German pharmacist and say without the hint of an accent, "It would please me greatly to purchase medicine for my fluid nostrils." Or to a Spanish taxi driver, "Pardon me, but I am missing the penis of my seatbelt." Or to an Austrian hotel clerk, "Excuse me, but is it possible to pirate your pen?" I used to be sort of ashamed at what a bad interpreter I was, until I realized I get my meaning across. And isn't that the whole point? And there are people out there who actually think I'm good at this. They request me. But still, every time my work takes me to Europe, I feel like a stowaway, as if I've been able to stave off discovery long enough to fake my way across the Atlantic one more time. The other day, while I was in Munich, it was sunny and warm, and I just bought a bag of olives at the outdoor market. They were the right kind, too, pitted, and I was able to request them by stating clearly, "It would please me to have 100 grams of the big, boneless, black ones." It fell to a Polish hairdresser named Barbara to enlighten me about my name. Barbara's own German was bad, but better than mine, because at least she'd known the meaning of my first name. She laughed, "You come from hell, yeah?" Barbara's specialty was heavy highlights, and my scalp was bleeding by the time she finally removed the foils from my hair, much of which had burned off at the roots and left little bald patches, making my head look like it was bitten by a nest of electric eels. I wanted to get out of there fast so I could assess the damage in private and see if actual sobbing was in order on my part. In my haste, I forgot my umbrella, which prompted Barbara to dash after me down the busy street. I tried to ignore her, but it wasn't happening. She was calling out my name sweetly, my full name, which she'd read from my credit card, and people were beginning to stop and look around, their curious eyes eventually settling on me. There was nothing else for me to do, so I simply turned and took my place in the world. "Over here, Barbara," I answered her. She trotted to my side. "Hellish gargoyle," she smiled. "I found you."
Hollis Speer Gillespie is a writer and flight attendant, as well as an interpreter. She lives in Atlanta.